101.3 ESPN, 101.3ESPN.com. It is Champlain Valley Game Night. On this Wednesday, we go up until 6:30, and then it's NCAA tournament action. But first, we go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line. We find ourselves one of the original and one of the most successful, most famous sports agents that there is, especially when it comes to the NFL. It is our friend Lee Steinberg, who we've connected with, who I've met at the Super Bowl the last 2 years. And Lee, let's get right to this. As an NFL agent, one thing I want to know, how does it affect you when you represent two people on the same team that are in direct competition with each other? I mean, like Don Yee's got Tom Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, how difficult is that? Because what you do with one affects what you could do with the other.
Well, absolutely. The first thing, there was a game, a Super Bowl, where Dallas played Pittsburgh, and I represented every single quarterback on both rosters. So you might think that the quarterbacks are somehow antagonistic. In reality, they're probably best friends. And so it comes that Tom Brady would recommend his agent to Jimmy Garoppolo. And so this kind of thing happens all the time. You have to represent each one as if the other one did not exist. And so Tom Brady's totally secure in his situation, and he's got no worries. As long as he wants to play for the Patriots, he's the finest quarterback in football. So, and in terms of Garoppolo, between the Patriots and he, the question is, what's in his best interest? Is he better off to wait until Brady goes off into the sunset? Then he's with the most winning team in football, and he knows he'll be in a great situation. That was Steve Young behind Joe Montana.
Right.
Or is he better off to go to a place like Cleveland that appears to be trying to trade for him? They're not a winning team now, but that means also that the threshold of achievement is low. He's not going to be compared to Tom Brady. So for Steve Young, every time he threw a pass that was incomplete, Montana would have completed that pass. So following Brady will not be an easy job. But representing both of them, really you just have to bifurcate that situation. And really what you do in free agency is you sit with each client and you anticipate way ahead of time that free agency is coming. And you sit and you ask them, how do you feel about these values? Short-term economic gain, long-term economic security, the ability to care about your family, spiritual or other values. How do you care about profile, endorsements, making a difference in the world, and then the football considerations, being on a winning team, the quality of the coaching, the system they play, and you have a player rank all those values so that ultimately they understand what really they're angling for. And if it's just money, that's pretty easy. But if it's a combination of factors, then they need to know internally what they're looking for.
Lee Steinberg with us here on the TikTok Jewelers guest line on Champlain Valley Game Night on 101.3 ESPN, 101.3ESPN.com. I guess the one other negative right now for the Patriots is the Malcolm Butler situation. He's reportedly unhappy because they won't give him a long-term deal. They won't give him big money, but yet they brought in Stephon Gilmore to get big money on the free agent market. How do you handle a player who's dissatisfied with his current situation?
Again, you try to anticipate way before this comes up and to figure out what his arc is going to be. The Patriots have a unique situation. They have figured out how to design a system where there's modularity. In other words, Brady is a big star, and they have some excellent players, but they do not tend to have superstar position by position. So it's designed in a way where they can lose free agents, they can survive injuries, because there's a certain modularity or fungibility to the players. They can plug and play. And so that's frustrating to individual players. If the Patriots had 8 A-plus superstar contracts, they would be in trouble. But as it is, they have some very good players, and they pay them well, but not as well as someone who goes out on the free agent market who's got the advantage of competitive bidding. Anytime you have competitive bidding, then people are going to overpay. I wrote an article for Forbes in which I said free agency is a concept where B-plus players get A-plus contracts.
Yeah, that was really, really interesting. I remember reading that on Twitter and then going to the link too. Very, very interesting concept. And you know what? It does appear to be true when you see a lot of the deals that people have gotten. Let me ask you this. As an agent, the term hometown discount, do you cringe when you hear that? Does such a thing actually exist?
So, again, when I took that list of values, suppose a player has his whole life set up in a geographical area like Boston. And suppose, so one of his values is geography. Suppose the second value is winning. And suppose the third value is endorsement. So the totality of that picture is that winning makes you happy. Being in the Super Bowl gives you brand. And so economics flow from that. So arguably, being with the New England Patriots, which are the most consistent winner in all of football, has a value in and of its own to the right player. And so I could easily see someone saying that it was worth being on a team that is always going to be in the hunt. So you're never going to have that dissatisfaction of, you know, knowing you're going to lose most of your games ahead of time. And then you're going to be in or around the Super Bowl, which gives you amazing opportunities. And be in a system that you know, is uniquely suited to your talents. So remember this about football. If you can hit the ball in Fenway Park, you can probably hit it out here in Dodger Stadium. But football is a systemic game. And so the player that's going to flourish in one system may be a flop in another. So if you found a system where you really can flourish, you better sometimes think about the fact you might not be quite as good in another system.
Lee, when we talk about just the money side of negotiations now, how does that work? Does a team come to you with a number and say, hey, we're interested at this guy at this price, and then you go back, or do you approach them with a number first? How does that work?
Are we talking about free agents?
Free agents.
Okay, because it's a different process than when you have a player doing an extension on the team where the issue would be comparables. In free agency, the first thing you look at is comparability. So you would say, this player spent this many years in the league. He plays this position. Other players and his accomplishments have been X, Y, or Z. If you can quantify them, you know, it could be statistics. It could be number of Pro Bowls. It could be any of that. There are four positions in free agency that have a premium, and that would be left tackle, quarterback, a defensive player that can put the quarterback on his back, and then a shutdown defensive back that can shut down one part of the field. They have a premium. They're the most valuable. They're hard to find. So then it just becomes a matter of setting a price, and if you've got multiple teams, they bid off against each other. So you've left rational economics behind, and so the first point is how much money is guaranteed. And so really you have to look at a free agent contract in terms of what is the guarantee and how much money flows over the first couple of years, because history is replete with examples of once you get very far into that contract, if the player is not playing at superstar level, that contract doesn't give him anything. He'll probably be cut, or he'll probably see it modified. So you're looking for the biggest amount of guaranteed money and the fastest cash flow possible in the first couple of years. And after that, the rest of it, you know, is sort of up for grabs.
Lee Steinberg.
And who makes the first offer? It can be, you know, it can be the team. It could, the proposal can, it can be made by either side.
Lee Steinberg, NFL agent, with us here on Champlain Valley Game Night. Lee, got two more questions for you here that really, really curious about. We saw the situation with Ezekiel Elliott. The video comes out of him at the St. Patrick's Day party. What do you tell a guy who's a young player, or really any player, about their behavior off the field? I mean, how involved is the agent in making sure that the player, their client, knows what they should and shouldn't be doing?
That you are sitting under a microscope at every moment. That the only reason we have pro sports is because we are very popular among fans. And if you don't want to make your behavior something of excellence, you don't want to be careful with alcohol, your relationships with women, staying out of fights, then go play on the sandlot. But your behavior, the minute you leave the house, is going to be under a microscope, and you're held to a higher standard. And in return for that, you get all the wonderful things that pro sports give you. So you can't complain about this. You have to know it up front, and you have to be careful and plan ahead. So, you know, if you're going to drink, you need a designated driver. If you're going to go out in places where fights might start, you need people around you, and you need to pledge you're not going to get into one. In your relationships with women, you have to be extremely careful. So we prepare athletes when they're rookies for all of this.
Lee, I'll get you out of here on this. I know you got to run. You've got a lot of NFL draft prospects every year. You've got the quarterback Mahomes from Texas Tech. This kid is blowing up here after the scouting combine. What makes him so good, and why should he be a first rounder?
He's got the strongest arm in the draft. He can get on his knees and throw the ball 70 yards. He is incredibly mobile, very smart. His father pitched in the major leagues for 12 years. His godfather, LaTroy Hawkins, pitched for 20 years. He comes out of the athletic background. He's a gamer. He's up for everything. Hard worker, very bright. He's going to be a great franchise quarterback for someone over time.
Lee Steinberg, NFL agent, one of the best and one of the most famous, too. Lee, we appreciate the time.
My pleasure.